Moment of Truth Social for former President Donald Trump. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Today is the deadline for former President Donald Trump to come up with more than $450 million in cash or bond to cover New York State's civil fraud judgment against him. The state's attorney general, Letitia James, could seize Trump's assets if he fails to come up with the money. His attorneys have said efforts to secure a bond so far have failed. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
The former president was given a 30-day grace period to come up with a bond or cash to pay the judgment against him. It was imposed last month for lying about the worth of his assets, defrauding banks and insurance companies in New York State. If Trump fails, technically New York Attorney General Letitia James could begin seizing his real estate holdings and freezing bank accounts. That includes Trump Tower in New York City and a vast estate in Westchester County, north of Manhattan. Trump has appealed to a higher state court asking it to accept a smaller bond of $100 million. That decision is pending, and James might wait for the outcome before taking action. The former president's lawyer said in court filings that quickly coming up with more than $450 million was a practical impossibility. But the former president himself undermined that claim on Friday, saying on Truth Social that he had access to nearly $500 million in cash. And he could soon gain a $3 billion windfall as the company that operates Truth Social begins trading on the NASDAQ exchange. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Trump Media and Technology Group, that's the company that owns Truth Social, as Nova mentioned, could begin trading on public markets as early as this week. As a majority owner of shares in the company, Mr. Trump's net worth on paper could increase by several billion dollars once Trump Media is listed. He is, though, required to hold those shares for 6 months, meaning he cannot sell them immediately. This whole process of going public used a method that has fallen out of favor in recent years. It's the SPAC. Rather than go public itself, Mr. Trump's company merged with another firm that's already public. Stephanie Hughes has more on how exactly that works.
A SPAC is a company that goes through its own initial public offering, and then it sits tight while it looks for a private company to merge with.
Usually when SPACs are listed, they don't have operations, so it's literally an empty shell.
Nerissa Brown is a professor of accountancy at the University of Illinois. When the SPAC completes its merger with a private company, then the private company, in this case Trump Media, automatically becomes public. NYU law professor Michael Orogi says one reason private companies use SPACs is they generally get a higher valuation than they do in a traditional IPO.
So it's a bet that on average pays off for companies.
Orogi says it does cost at least twice as much to go public with a SPAC, and he advocated for new SEC rules that require more disclosures around those costs.
Trying to make it more clear to investors how much of their money is getting drained away by the SPAC's cost.
Orogi points out the new rules won't be in effect until later this year, so won't immediately impact the Trump Media deal. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
While former President Trump's social media company is going public, another prominent company is trying to do the opposite. The founding family of department store chain Nordstrom's is looking to take the company private, according to Reuters. It's not an uncommon thing to undo an IPO, but it does raise the question, why? For more on that, we are joined now by William R. Snow. He's managing director at Focus Investment Banking and an expert on mergers and acquisitions. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So look, companies go to all this trouble, all this hoopla to go public. It is literally the dream of so many startups to go public. Why do companies sometimes try to reverse all of that and go private again?
Because being a public company is a pain in the keister for a lot of companies. You go public to create liquidity quite often for the startups. They have investors. Investors want to get out, get their return, and that's reasonable, of course. But when you are public, you are under all kinds of added scrutiny. You have a lot of filings that the SEC requires when you're listed here in the States. You've got to hit your quarterly numbers when you're public. Wall Street will beat you up. So there's a lot of good things about being a listed company, but there's a lot of negative as well.
Does that mean they're going through something like they need to make some decisions that are going to be hard to get through shareholders or having some kind of challenge that they need to do in private?
Absolutely. Quite often it's going to be a company that is having some sort of challenge or problem, either that's due to failure at the company, or maybe some sort of change in the general environment.
And how does it work? Do you have like an inside investor who just wants to grab up the whole company, or do you have outside people that want to come in and take it, or how does it work exactly?
Generally speaking, you're going to want to have investors, probably an investor group, and most listed companies, you're talking about hundreds of millions, billions of dollars in terms of market cap. So all these shareholders own the company and they have a certain amount of value tied up in their shares. And so if you want to buy those shares, you're going to have to come up with money, probably exceed whatever the company is trading at, to give those shareholders the incentive to say, yeah, we'll tender our shares, we'll sell our shares to this new investor group because we see that as the best way to create value for ourselves. Quite often, private equity firms will get into this and do what they need to do, sell off pieces or make acquisitions, fix what they can fix, and then maybe look at selling it and maybe relisting those shares or listing those shares again at some point in the future.
Sometimes the effort to go private fails. What are some reasons why that might happen?
The group that is trying to take the company public maybe can't come up with the money. How are they going to finance that? Well, maybe they have a private equity firm. They're probably going to borrow some money as well. Does the bank start to get nervous? Well, do we really want to extend this credit to this situation? If the shareholders reject the offer, then they can't go forward with it. So it could be numerous reasons such as those.
William R. Snow is Managing Director at Focus Investment Banking and an expert on mergers and acquisitions. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.